It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. This is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. This month's theme is energy, and today we're talking about maintaining your motivation. Who are you? Do you ever sit back and wonder this? Who am I? Is this something that you've ever sat back and wondered? Well, I'm going to challenge you today to do that. In fact, you should probably journal on it. Write it down. Who are you? Who am I today? What am I about? What am I doing? These are important questions to ask and to answer so that you know what you're made of. I am a firm believer in journaling. I think it is so important to imagine what it is that's going on inside of you, the things that are happening within your thoughts and your dreams and all of that kind of thing, and then put those things down on paper. And one of the reasons I believe that that's so important is because it makes them real. When you write down your thoughts, it makes them real. Somehow having them there on paper, making them solid with a line on a piece of paper, somehow that makes them more real, something that you have to face, you have to accept. And I find that when I write things down, I have a tendency to remember them more. So I recommend journaling in just about every situation. If it's after meditation, if it's after business meeting and you just need to sort through your thoughts, if it's, gosh, I just want to, you know, write down how I'm feeling about this situation, that is something that could be really beneficial for you. Now, I was teaching a class at a local college about meditation and journaling, and it was interesting because, I was introducing different ways of meditating, and I was also introducing different ways of journaling, and there was a lot of guidance needed for the people in the class. They needed to understand that journaling didn't have to be set. You could literally just write anything, whatever the first thing was that came to your mind. And in fact, that was one of the exercises we did. I said a word, and whatever was the first thing that they thought of, they wrote on the paper. And sometimes it was silly. It was absolutely silly what they came up with, and we would share and we would all have a good laugh. But, you know, it's important to hear what's happening in your mind when you hear other people say things. So to journal about it and then think, oh my gosh, she just said door handle and I thought papaya. What? Why would I think that? Well, there maybe is no reason that you would think papaya, or maybe you're hungry, or maybe you're thinking, I never have tried a papaya, and it has nothing to do with door handles. But writing it down helps you to explore the thought. And a lot of people feel that when you're journaling, there's sort of this framework. It's almost like there's an outline and you have to hit these specific points. And I'm telling you, my love, that is not what journaling is about. It's just about exploring your thoughts and your understanding of situations. There is no right way or wrong way to do it. It's just a matter of you, a pen or a pencil, and a piece of paper coming together to put your thoughts down on paper and make them accessible and real to you whenever you read them. That's all that journaling is about. But it can be so tremendously helpful. Now, I do go to different retreats that other people put together because, I'm in this industry, but it's really important to not only network, but understand how other people are exploring different things going on in the world and different things with their clients at this time. So I really love taking classes and journaling when I go to retreats. And when I write down journaling entries based on what the assignments are during the courses and whatnot, I am generally surprised by what I come up with. And it's funny to say that because I'm obviously in this industry, but you're never too old to learn. You're never so advanced that there's nothing to understand, especially when it comes to the whole human quote-unquote condition. You know, the fact that we're human, we are constantly learning. We're constantly challenged. We're constantly overcoming. We are just so phenomenal, are we not? We're just incredible. And so every day of your life, whether you are 2 months old, 5 years old, 25 years old, 89 years old, if you're 105, there is something to learn. Trust me on this. If you journal about it, it gives you the opportunity to really read the words and understand yourself more deeply. And that's one of the main reasons why I love it. The more you understand yourself, the more self-aware you are, the more confident you can become, and the more change you can implement in your life. And if you really want to stay motivated in your life and you really want to capture what's important to you, you need to understand yourself. You want to maintain that motivation? Really read your journal entries. Understand what you feel. Know what you like, what you don't like, what makes you feel confident enough to keep going. Know who you are. And also, when it comes to journaling, you also get the opportunity to recognize your patterns. So let's say you've got a book, and I recommend having journals. So you're not just writing on random pieces of paper, although random pieces of paper can be cool. And if that's what you have, then go with it. But if you get the opportunity to grab a journal, and they can be super cheap at like a Walmart or something, and then take that and write in your entries in a chronological order. And then when you get to a month from now or 2 months from now, go back and read what you wrote. You'll notice a cadence to what you've written. You'll notice patterns, ways that you typically react to other people or situations. You'll start seeing these things in the journal entries that you've put inside that book. That also helps you to go, wow, every time I did X, Z would happen. And every time I reacted to Z, I found myself lost and I wasn't going anywhere. That's a pattern. I'm going to change that. So once again, an opportunity for self-awareness that allows you to change something and become much more powerful when you decide you're going to go for one of your goals. So the next time X happens, why not react with an M? And as you react that way, maybe what happens is an A and you go, aha, this is awesome. I'm back at the beginning of the alphabet. There is so much opportunity here now. Break up the patterns so that you can find new ways to get the things that you want. If you want to motivate yourself and maintain that motivation, understanding how you tick and what makes you do the things that you do, and understanding those patterns can really empower you to change your life and create something that is more meaningful to you as you move forward. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. So today's chocolate is a Feastables bar. And this Feastables bar is a Mr. Beast bar quinoa crunch chocolate. I love the quinoa crunch. They're so good. Oh my gosh. Now, it's just 5 ingredients in this bar. And I know I've mentioned them before. And I think I'm featuring one of those next week as well. But man, they are so, so good. They're so good. And the thing about them is they're just what they are. It's 5 ingredients. You can't hide anything in there. It's just 5. That's all there are inside of there. And it makes it so authentic and easy to work with. Does it not? It's like, okay, it's got a little quinoa, got a little salt, got a little cocoa in it. Like, it's just 5 ingredients, right? It's so easy to look at that, understand it, decide if you want it, and then move forward. I love that. And it's also not pretentious. That chocolate bar is just what it is. It can't pretend to be something else. It believes itself to be a quinoa crunch, and it is a quinoa crunch, and it's proven by its five ingredients. You can literally see it's a quinoa crunch. That's all that's in it. Now, it's the same when it comes to you. If you believe that you are a quinoa crunch, you can become a quinoa crunch. Now, you won't actually become a piece of chocolate, but you know what I mean. You become what it is you believe yourself to be. If you believe that you're a potato, obviously you're not going to become a potato, but maybe you are someone who just kind of sits there like a lump and doesn't get anything done. If you believe that that's what you are, you're going to be it. So if you believe that you're stupid, if you believe you're an idiot, if you say to yourself, I'm such a failure, I never get anything done, guess what? You become what you believe. If you do one thing that was quote unquote wrong and you don't give yourself grace and you don't say to yourself, okay, we're learning from this and we're just going to move forward, but instead you say to yourself, I'm an idiot, then every opportunity you have after that, you're going to prove that to be true. Wow. Because that's what we do. None of us likes to be wrong. None of us likes to look at our lives and go, man, I had that completely wrong. I don't know what I was thinking. We like to prove ourselves right so that we can have a boost of confidence. And isn't this so backwards, right? You say to yourself, I'm an idiot. And then you want to prove that over and over again so that you can have that boost of knowing that you had something right. Ugh. No. Oh my goodness, no. It's time to change that pattern, like big time right now. If you want to be beautiful, believe yourself to be beautiful. If you want to be strong, believe that you are strong. Believe you are important, you are vital, you are energetic, so that you are continually proving that you are those things. That's how it works. If you want to feel good about you, then believe good things about you. I'm strong. I'm beautiful. I'm important. I'm intelligent. I am vital. I am. This is so important. You become what you believe. So make it simple. Look at the very simple things of who you are and what you want to be in this life, and then prove yourself right. Remember, you're the control freak. You're the control freak. You have all the keys to every vault. You have the ability to choose what it is you're going to be. And if you don't want to feel badly about yourself anymore, you need to change that internal dialogue. You're not stupid. You're not an idiot. You're not a failure. But you are something positive that you get to choose. It is time to reset. I'm talking about resetting your life. I'm talking about exploring what it means to achieve true harmony of mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Beth Stanko, in person for my annual midwinter self-celebration event, The Spiritual Spa, where together we will share in journaling, yoga, meditation, music, and if you've never experienced a sound bath, oh my gosh, you are in for a treat. So take a break, come in from the cold, and don't miss this fun-filled winter weekend of relaxation that people from all across the country have called life-affirming. It's my midwinter reset retreat, The Spiritual Spa, March 18th and 19th in Evans City, Pennsylvania. To sign up and for more information, visit BethStanko.com. That's BethStanko.com. I can't wait for you to reset your life at The Spiritual Spa. So I don't know if you've heard this term before. Maybe you have. I know that I have mentioned it in retreats that I have led, but your life is your book. How you write that book really determines what that life is going to be like. Again, this is a control freak thing, right? Whatever you write down is what's going to be. So if you want the story of your life to be phenomenal, you need to choose the path that will make it phenomenal. And if you're living a life that's not phenomenal right now, you get to flip the script. You can change whatever's on the page. You can change the dialogue, the way the scene is set. You can change the chapter markers. You can change everything. If it's going to be a play, if it's going to be whatever kind of book that you've written or that you are in the process of writing, you get to choose it. Maybe it started like a play. Maybe it went into something tragic. Maybe it turned into a mystery. Maybe now it's a personal development book. Maybe it's just a story of a life well lived. You get to decide that. It's your life. You are writing it. Make it simple. You become what you believe. So believe simple things. Remember, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am vital. I am intelligent. I am energetic. And that's the main thing. The more beautiful things you say to yourself, the more you write beautiful things in the chapters of your life, the more you take control of the beauty which is you, the more energetic you become within your own life. And remember, energy is what feeds motivation. So if you want to feel motivated to write more beautiful things in your book, you need to start by writing them now, so that you feel charged up and excited about deciding what your life is going to be. We're all about raising the energy this month. That's what the theme is in all of BethStanko.com. So we're talking about energy as a way of motivating yourself and maintaining your motivation by speaking beautiful things to yourself. You have control over what your life book says. Every chapter, every word, every number on the page is decided by you. Will it be Roman numerals today? Are you going to change it every day of your life? Are we going to avoid numbering the pages and just allow it to be a timeline that's undefined? Ooh, that can be really fun. You get to decide. And while you're deciding, make sure that your book is filled with love. Primarily self-love. Make sure that what you say to you, make sure that the patterns that are in there are empowering to you. You become what you believe, so make it absolutely spectacular. Know who you are. Be who you wish to be. Maintain your motivation. And write the most amazing book you could ever imagine. Check out everything that BethStanko.com has to offer at BethStanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BethStanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with BethStanko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.